visit with Patterson. This short, remarkable visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2, right? In the beginning of the visit of Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2, right? In the beginning of the visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Got some good cool work.
Hey,
I ain't got much time. I got to...
Well, I haven't either.
Yeah, I got to go down here and hit my boy with a motor. I haven't changed my mind about getting the car.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was docile about all the time.
See, only I know, I really have my money because I'm on golf now. I got to fly somebody next week out there for my cousin.
Yeah.
And I'm going off.
That's all right.
My old man sent me a letter. I got to go see about him.
How'd that?
My old man. Something there, I got to go to mama. I'm going to see about him.
Something wrong with
him? He don't never tell me.
Oh.
You know, like he done before. He sent a special little me, that boy to come down there.
Oh.
And he carried me all around, attended some business, and this time he just sent a special little.
Yeah.
Then got me kind of worried now. He won't tell me what it is. I've been so nervous this morning, I don't know what to do. I can't never done nothing right this morning. I'm so nervous, I don't know what to do. I'm about to do screw a book. My hand is nervous and like that.
Yeah.
I'm upset it like that, my father. Something that special love and he told me.
Oh,
Dad Byrne. The girl said you came there. Well, I went to the post office. I was going to the post office, making up.
Yeah.
And I went to my cousin. There was a special level.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, making up. Mm-hmm. Is that where you get your mail?
Mm-hmm. Post office in her box. Yeah, I don't have my money, so I got to go in Miami.
You go over there every day, get it? Oh, you over there every day?
Oh, yeah, about every day, be over every day.
Yeah. Well, if you're not there, that's somebody in the family there.
Oh, my cousin, I got a first cousin there. She get my mail, because it come in her box. Don't worry, no worry about it.
Well, Burnett, you know from way back yonder when you came up here
mm-hmm.
and see that and talked to me about the car,
mm-hmm.
I was aiming to turn it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but I won't get it now. Wait later. If you don't be unsold, I'll buy it later.
It was just a pure accident that transmission went out, and it was my fault.
Let the oil run out.
Yes.
Well,
it was.
You ain't the only one that makes that. You know who perfect? Ain't nobody perfect, the good Lord. Like I say, nobody perfect, the good Lord.
Yeah.
We not perfect.
Yeah.
What you think about a man let the oil run out of the motor? Burn a big $300 motor.
Oh, my.
That's right. Sit up and let the oil run. I get all on the credit for that mine run. I don't care how bad it is.
Did anybody ever do that?
Up some crew right up there, done it.
Just let the oil run
let
out?
Let the oil run out the motor. Well, I remember this. I let you pay me and get going. I got to go down the road, my boy. Get my business kind of lined up.
And then you're going to Miami?
Yeah, I ain't going before, but I'm about 3:09 next Friday. I got some ground to come to before I go.
Oh, you got a right smart motor to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going on down.
Well, you didn't have to come over here. You could have just
sent
word. I wasn't holding up anything.
No, anyway. I told you I'd come dinner.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I done my work.
yes, I figured, you see, you're a mechanic. And I'm not. And I figured you could take that car and get 2 or 3 or 4 years use out of that car.
Well, I won't borrow it now. I'll wait later and get it.
Well, I don't mean now.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, if you don't be done sold it.
Yeah.
Time to time, I might. If you don't be done sold it, I'll get it.
Yeah.
But I won't now, though.
Well... And I could, because that's a good car.
Well, I looked at it today and I thought, my goodness, that's with a little work on it, that's the best car we got. I don't know whether I want to get rid of it or not. It's so comfortable.
I changed my mind because I got to go.
Well, let me tell you, Burnett, I don't have that much money on me. I'll have to go get it.
When do you want me to come back?
You don't have to come back.
You drive it to my house?
Oh, yeah.
When you coming over there?
Well, it'll be Monday before I can get any,
well,
I think.
Well, all right, then. Okay, I'll look for your money.
Yeah.
I won't be there. Wait a minute. If I don't be there, my daughter, let me see. I'll tell you what you do.
I'll put an envelope for you.
Yeah, do that, then.
If I don't see you, I'll see you.
I'm going to be going Monday, because I'm going to work Monday. I'm going to be way out in the Moles Pond. Out there my kids. I got plenty of kin people out there on me. Plenty of kin people out there.
Where's that?
We're out the Moles Pond. I got about 10 or 15 acres of ground to turn. And I'm going to try to get through between now and Thursday. If I possibly can't be done, I'm going to have to leave then, huh?
Well, it's going to be hard too, ain't it?
No, it ain't going to be hard. That ground talk out there. I done turned out there before.
But you didn't expect this to be so hard.
Man, that ground out there, that's as hard as it can be. That's a brand new point. That's like a desert going in the ground.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, man. Brand new point. I put $4 points for one piece, for one of them.
Yeah.
And I put brand new points on that plow. Hey, you got that sucker. And I let that sucker in the ground. Some places, them soft with that plow run the ground that deep.
Yeah.
But that's like to put it.
And then it jump out.
Then jump out the ground. That ground is as hard as it can be. Down in that bottom of that pond, good God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bernard, I want you to, you just take a minute.
I won't sit down because I got to go.
You
don't
have to sit down. Yeah. Just keep I want you to tell Faye what you told me. Explained a whole lot of things people do.
Mm-hmm.
See, what the moon does to you.
Oh, it do that to you.
What the moon does to you.
Oh, yeah, that's true right there.
Yeah.
But see, like, I'm going to tell you this and I'm going.
Right.
Well, everybody ain't born on the same kind of moon.
No.
No, they ain't. If you don't believe, get your Bible.
Oh.
I deal in right smart. But when you go dealing that Bible, you got to deal in it right.
Uh-huh.
You better not deal in that crooked, dude. You leave him.
Yeah.
That's right. You leave him. Ain't nobody going to hurt you, but God going to get you away from him. That's what he's going to do. When you go in that Bible, you doing that Bible right.
Yeah.
You got to be with the right mind, right heart.
Yeah.
If you're giving that crooked, you're gonna leave him or something happen. One of them matter with so and so. Nobody involved. God will get you away from him.
Yeah.
That's right. If you don't, you got to treat your fellow man right. If you don't, something happen to you.
Yeah.
That's right. If you don't treat your fellow man right, something happen. Wonder what happened to so and so sick. He going to the hospital. Every next year you dead.
Well, that's it.
That's true.
That's the moon.
That's God. That's
yeah,
right.
That's
God.
Yeah.
My mother was here long. My grandmother was great grandmother here a long time. She'd tell all about that. And I've been watching that thing ever since I've been coming on up to be a man. Come to be true, too. See, I'm seeing my pain. How you shaking?
Yeah.
See this?
Shaking. Look at
see
that.
This?
Wow,
nervous.
Burning.
Nervous. Just nervous. That's all.
I
didn't
think you'd get nervous.
Well, see, if anybody send you a telegram and don't tell you you come, you get nervous, too.
You get things happen to you all the time.
No. Good thing happens to you all the time. Well, when you send your telegram, that means something. When you send your telegram, say come.
Uh-huh.
But tell about the moon.
Oh yeah, when you born on, everybody got a sign.
Yeah.
You don't be the same thing every day.
Yeah.
You be cross this day, tomorrow you be all right.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Sometimes men puts it on the wives. Sometimes the women puts it on the men.
Yeah.
It don't be the way you're born. That's right.
Yeah.
The way you're born. If you don't believe it, you watch it. You watch it. Up and down.
Yeah.
I know y'all got a Bible. Everybody got a Bible in the house. But us got two, three thousand. Us got one of them way bigger, thick and long.
Yeah.
Then I keep a little Bible in my pocket, bro. Try to be right if I do. Yeah, a little small Bible. My cousin gave me a little small Bible. You small.
Yeah.
A little small keep my pocket. I try to be right. I try to treat everybody right if I possibly can.
Well, now the thing about that moon business,
mm-hmm.
and the sign mm-hmm. you're born under,
that's right.
You don't realize what's happening to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's it.
That's
you don't realize what's happening.
That's
so
what
you're
I'm
likely
about.
To just blow up. Or,
anytime.
Or
you
get
mad. Sometimes your stove. This old stove don't cook right.
Yeah, I don't like
anything.
It.
You put it on everything. There's something wrong. Well, what's the matter with my wife? Ain't right. She ain't where she was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter with my husband? He ain't like it was this day before yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what
my friends. Okay.
They're my friends. Everybody turned their back on me. I ain't got no friends.
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming. Ain't got no friends. Well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm gone. If you don't believe, you watch it.
All right.
All right, Brad.
Night.
All right.
You don't believe, you watch it.
Okay.
Well, I'll look for you that morning then.
All right, if not before.
Okay.
Jam 2 right around 150, the end of this short, remarkable visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Jam 2 right around 150, and the end of this short, remarkable visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72.